Hi, everybody. This is Chris Nicholas here live at 6 and Kane. We are doing the grand opening of 6 and Kane. We'd like to invite everybody to come on up, and we're doing a live remote here today, so we'd like to invite all the folks up here to 6 and Kane. It's Uptown Kane, where the former Moose building was. I'm sure everybody in town has seen the construction that's been going on. Curious what the building is about. It was built to the Passive House standards. The first building in the United States built to these standards. It's an energy efficient, all kinds of neat things in the building, and our WXCY staff just took a tour of the building, walked around, lots of neat construction. We learned a little bit about the, you know, some of the brick walls were past the standard, and the places that didn't needed to be built out. Thanks to Tom Orzetti for that little tidbit of information, telling us about how, you know, the insulation has to be a certain way, has to meet a certain standard. Just a little bit about what's going on here today and a little bit of rundown of the events until we can get some people to interview, because they're all doing all the tours and things. So the right now that's going on is the welcome and why, and that's on the upstairs in the building, and there'll be guided tours starting at 10 a.m. and then another one starting at 11 a.m. Storytelling theater, that's basically where they're telling stories about the town and the region, a recount of the building and how the history of the Kane area was done. That's at 10 to 10:30. Then there's another one at 10:30, another one at 11, and another one at 11:30. And also out front. And if there's any reason to come up here today besides looking at the building and seeing what's going on, the Kane Volunteer Fire Department will be outside right across from the building at 11 a.m. Doing their chicken barbecue. It is a sausage wagon, so don't be fooled, though. It is going to be a chicken barbecue out there today. At noon, there's lunch, an informal lunch with the architects, the project managers, the vendors. There are some businesses in here. We'll try to get some interviews and see why did they choose this facility to open up a potential new business. And just so everyone knows, this building was built as it's a nonprofit that put this together to make this happen. And everything that's in the building, again, it's just neat. There's lots of woodwork from lots of trees. I mean, just some of the facades on the side of the building. There's trees here that are several feet wide. Just neat stuff. At 1 o'clock, Investigating in Rural, there's going to be a little bit of a presentation on why Kane, why investigate in rural United States of America. So that'll be a tidbit of information. Then at 2 o'clock is the actual really grand opening of things that are going on with the community celebration. So lots of stuff here happening at the Passive House, and we invite you to come on up today and take a look at it. So for WXCY Radio, this is Chris Nicholas, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. All right, so we are here. This is WXCY live at 6 and Kane, and I've got some folks from the chamber here, and just wanted to introduce yourselves and say what you do at the chamber.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, thanks for having us here today on air, and thanks for setting up in our space here at the chamber office in the Kane Passive Six and Kane building.
Six and Kane building. It's tough to get the new name, isn't
it? Old habits die hard.
It is.
But I'm Kate Kennedy. I'm the executive director of the Kane Area Chamber, and just really thrilled to be part of this project, and can't wait to see you guys when you pop in sometime today.
And I'm Heather Buell, the administrative assistant here, Kate's right-hand lady.
More than that.
So you moved here from another office.
Yes.
What was the drive to move here to this new building under the Passive House standards, energy efficiency, all that good stuff that comes with Passive House construction?
Yeah, great question. So we were across the street at 54 North Fraley Street, which is owned by Northwest Bank. It's where Artworks on the Summit currently resides. And I moved back home in 2019. That's right when this project was getting off the ground. And so I had the great opportunity to be part of it from near the beginning. And as we started talking and working together, I really just felt very excited about the building, the being in a building and a space that has this great mission, being part of something that's kind of new and one of a kind in the world, almost.
First in the U.S.
Yeah. And to have the opportunity for our Chamber of Commerce, which is to promote our businesses, to promote tourism, have that here. So when people walk in, they come into this building to learn about who we are. It just seemed too good of an opportunity to pass up.
And a great place in the building. First floor.
First floor. We have a huge window.
You do.
So I can still see everybody when they walk by.
That was a concern because we had a great window space across the street.
You did.
And we were worried about losing that, but this window is probably bigger.
Yes, definitely.
And I'm going to say, moving here was not an easy process, and all the credit to Heather. We moved into that office that had been occupied for many, many years by the chamber. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine all of the things that have accumulated.
A couple things, right? Just a few things.
And Heather, tell them about how you...
When I first came on board, I think, was it 2019, summer of 2019?
Summer of 2020.
2020. And the whole back room, which is huge.
Probably the size of our office
the
now.
The size of our office now. Okay. You could not even walk through there. It was amazing, the stuff that was back there. And little by little, over the first year, I just tried to sort it out just so we could even get back there, see what was there, all that. And then once we knew we were going to move, I kind of sped the process up. And we were able to sell some stuff, donate some stuff, threw a lot of stuff away. But it was a huge process, and we whittled it down. It's amazing what we whittled it down to what we actually moved.
It's incredible.
Crazy.
And it feels good, like a fresh start.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
It's a new start, new building, lots of things going on here today. Just a little bit, I'm going to just give the people what's going on today. We are a little bit after 10 now, so there are guided tours going on. There'll be another guided tour starting at 11. Storytelling time, storytelling theater, which is about the history of the town, the history of the how the Passive House came into be.
And if I could say something there.
Absolutely.
It includes interviews with people such as Mrs. Caruso, 101 years old, and some of her memories of this building over the years. Our historic society has a cameo in there as well. So if you come to that storytelling theater, there's going to be a lot of familiar faces.
So some familiar faces from the town, and the next session is at 10:30, then there'll be another one at 11 and 11:30. And I know I'm excited about the Kane Volunteer Fire Department being across the street today,
yes.
Doing a chicken barbecue. That'll start at 11. Then we have some lunch at noon with the tradespeople, the people that made this place, the craftsmen, the architects, the project managers and such.
And many are regional, and again, you're going to recognize a lot of faces
and
there.
That's also good, so if you're there, come on out for that. And then the big one, again, if you really want to know why this happened, why invest in rural United States of America, at 1 o'clock, there's going to be a presentation about investing in the rural areas of, and why Kane?
Why? Come and find out.
And it's I tell you what, I walked around the building, and I know why you moved here. It's beautiful.
Yes.
If anything else, it's a beautiful building.
And this whole process, I feel like we really didn't know what to expect,
yeah.
And it's exceeded.
It has.
For sure, our expectations.
And, you know, we're right here by a big window, and it's a little chilly outside, and just amazing how it's warm right here.
Yep.
And that's something to say about this construction and the things that happen here with the Passive House.
Absolutely.
You know, from the Kane Chamber, I got Kate and Heather here. So anything else to add?
Come on by. Check it out. See what you guys have seen, the whole thing from start to finish on the outside. You know, the different vehicles and construction happening on the outside. Come on in and see what it looks like.
Yeah, and we're selling our 50-50 raffle tickets. The drawing will be done on October 29th, so come in and pick those up.
And the proceeds go to us to buy new furniture for our amazing new space.
It is.
So
right.
Please come and buy some.
Come and check it out.
Come and check it out. So thank you very much. And we'll try to get some more people on the air today. So this, again, is WXCY with a live broadcast here from 6 and Kane all day. So stop on by. Now we're heading back to the music right here on XZY. Hi, this is Chris Nicholas here on WXCY. Obviously, since you're all listening in, we are live here at 6 and Kane, and it's tough to say that now because it always was known as the Passive House, and I've got Barb here with me. Why don't you introduce yourself for the people of who you are and what you do here?
Good morning, Chris. My name is Barb Roebuck. I do marketing and communications for the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund, and that is a mouthful.
That is a mouthful.
So from now on, we're just going to call it the fund so that I don't
works.
Have to say that.
That works.
We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization, much like yourself.
Not much like the radio station here.
And
yeah.
We are not the power company. A lot of people think, they hear West Penn Power Sustainable Energy
and
Fund.
And that's what I thought when we first started sending emails back and forth. I'm like, okay, the power company's part of this.
Nope.
No,
and
it's
let
not.
Let me give you a really good example. What, your first name is Chris?
My first name is Chris.
How many other millions of Chris's are there in the world, or are you the only one?
I'm not the only one, believe it or not.
So just like you're not the only Chris, we're not the only West Penn.
Got it.
So there's a power company. There's a shopping mall out near Pittsburgh.
There
West
sure
Penn
is.
Plaza. There's lots of West Penns. That's a very common name in Western Pennsylvania.
In Western Pennsylvania? Yes. West Penn? No way.
Yes. So we are a nonprofit fund that's been doing clean energy projects for over 20 years. We've at this point done about 300 projects, upwards of the tune of $30 million. So even though Six and Cane has been a major focus of ours for the past 3 years, we consistently have about 10 to 20 projects a year.
Lots
happening.
Of things going on.
We have tons of other things going on at the same time we're doing Six and Cane. And we've worked in this region for years. We've done tons of work with the PA Wilds organization, with Michelle at the community center right across the street. We did an energy audit with her, replaced all of her light bulbs with LED, put in like a new water heater. We did a lot of stuff at the community center. We've worked with Elk Regional Hospital before, which is now Penn Highlands Elk. We helped build the Outdoor Education Center down at Elk Visitor Center. We've been in this area for years. This is just the first time that we have built our own building.
Isn't it something? It's amazing.
It's
this
awesome.
Is an amazing building.
We usually do grants to other nonprofits and loans to other businesses. Mm-hmm. And for the past 20 years, we've inspired other businesses to do clean energy projects. We said to ourselves a couple years ago, rather than just do one project at a time and affect one company, how do we enrich an entire community?
How about it?
Using energy? And this was the answer. We're going to build a building. We're not sure what...
Not sure where, when, what is going to happen.
When we decided to do this, we didn't know what building. We didn't know where it was going to be. We didn't know what we were going to do with it. But you know what? We wanted to take that step and do a grand experiment. And it was, I got to give it to Brandy, your mayor, Mel Claybaugh from Northwest Bank, and Abby Peters, co-founder of PA Wilds. They got in a car. Brandy was the driver.
There you go.
They came to State College. They met with our board of directors, and they said, we hear that you're going to do something like this, and if you're going to do it, you should do it in Kane, and here's why. And they gave us the most spirited talk I've ever heard from the heart from any municipal people ever, and they walked out of that meeting, and our board said, we're going to do this. We're going to do this grand experiment, and we're going to do it in Kane.
And we took a building that was dilapidated.
120 plus years old.
Isn't that something?
I've had a lot of questions. Why'd you take the front off?
Yeah.
Well, we had a masonry expert here.
It was going to fall down.
The bricks that were there couldn't withstand any more time. They were starting to crumble. So we took the front off. Then we had to take the roof off. And we ended up doing passive house standards. So this is the first passive house commercial retrofit of any building in the country. This is the first, and it's right here in Uptown Kane.
Right here in Uptown. And I'm glad you said that, Uptown Kane.
Absolutely.
That's our thing.
That's one of the first things I learned many years
ago. Uptown Kane.
When I came into town, was that this is uptown, not downtown.
No.
Don't use that
word
here.
Don't use downtown.
We
no
are
way.
Uptown.
We
man.
Are Uptown
and we are
Kane.
Uptown today. We are in this gorgeous building. We have a lot of things going on today, but I think one of the coolest things, we still have time?
We still have lots of time, you bet.
I think one of the coolest things that's happening here today, number one, you can take a tour. I'm sure people are interested. What the heck does this look like? Because everybody remembers. You're a little older than you are, Chris, you don't remember, but it used to be the Moose.
I do remember the Moose.
Then it was the Colonial Restaurant.
Yep.
So hats off to the people that ran the Colonial Restaurant. It's been many things, a dance hall. I hear all sorts of stories
all kinds
from
of
people
things
around
it was,
town, what it was.
They were talking where the bar used to be in here.
Correct.
And all those good things.
Absolutely.
On the second floor.
Absolutely. And we have pictures all around the building today of before and after of what this place used to look like. So come on down, take a look at that. You can take a tour. And then we have a 30-minute documentary that we put together of the people of this town talking about this town, this region, this building. It's a phenomenal documentary. It's playing every 30 minutes. And then at lunchtime, we we've got the chicken barbecue from the Kane Fire Company.
It? So, you know, we've been talking about that all morning,
you
too.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
So, we are reimagining rural America today, right here in Kane. So, I appreciate you folks coming down today. Lots of stuff going on. There's things for kids. Wendy Oakes from the Historical Society has a really nice display up on the second floor where our Storytime Theater is going on.
Yep.
She has a wolf pelt up there that the kids can touch and feel.
There's lots of neat artifacts and things there.
She's got a wolf jaw that she's got wired together so the kids can like clack it and, you know, see what the jaw is all about. So there's things here for kids. There's lots of really cool stuff going on. We're happy to have the Chamber of Commerce as one of our tenants. Root Bar is open here today with fabulous cappuccinos, good coffee, customizable smoothies. We've got so much stuff going on. So it's a fun day. Thanks for being here.
For sure. And we thank you for the good introduction of what goes on here, you know, all the different things that happened here, and for choosing Kane. We, as another nonprofit here, you know, enjoy the choosing Kane for something like this and a great opportunity for other businesses to come look at this. It's going to bring people into town.
But you know what I'd like to say? I'm not sure if we chose Kane or Kane chose us.
How about it? Isn't that something?
You know, when Brandy Mel and Taw came to talk to us, I think Kane chose us.
How about it?
They knew we wanted to do this, and they were the ones that were a real champion for your town. So hats off to them. So whenever you see those three ladies walking around town, you guys need to give them a pat on the back because it's all because of them.
All right. Well, thank you very much for
the
interview, and we'll see who we can get on later.
Appreciate it. Thanks for everything that your station does.
We sure are trying. We appreciate all the support from everybody. So right now, just a few more things. I'm just going to give the lineup of the rest of the day here before we go back on the air or back to the music. So we have some stories. Storytelling Theater, 10:30, 11, and 11:30. The barbecue is going to open up at 11. Lunch with the tradespeople, that's the builders, architects, craft people, project managers, all of that good stuff. 1 o'clock, if you want to know why here, investing in rural Pennsylvania. You know, we talk about it all the time. Why invest in here? At 1 o'clock, you can come find out why.
And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to have a community celebration. If the weather holds out, we're going to do it out front. If not, we'll be up on the third floor. But there, the community is going to be able to gather, and we're going to do a little something to unite the community with the building. So there's going to be something special
at 2 o'clock. So what you're saying is if you're still sitting at home and haven't made the decision to come out yet.
2 o'clock would be fun.
2 o'clock would be a good time.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks,
so
everybody.
So thank you very much, Barbie.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
Yep.
Now we'll get right back to the music. And we're live here at 6 and Kane again. And we are here at the former Passive House, it was called. Now it's 6 and Kane. I've got Mayor Brandy Shimp here with me. Hi, Brandy. How are you doing today?
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Just a little bit about, we've talked all morning about what the 6 and Kane is, all the things going on. I'd just like to hear the story of how, as the mayor of Kane, this became. How'd it happen?
Okay, well, we had initially met the folks from the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund several years ago at a Pennsylvania Wilds annual dinner. They had already been investing in the PA Wilds Media Labs, which is located on the second floor of Laughing Owl Press.
Yep.
So they were, you know, a little familiar with the Kane community, the Kane area. And from that, they said they'd like to learn a little bit more. So we invited Joel, the executive director of the fund, and Barb to come up to Kane and to kind of, you know, just show them a little bit of our community, show them some projects we had going on, and just give them a little bit of a taste of what we have here. From there, they had invited myself, Melanie Claybaugh, and Abby Peters from the PA Wilds to travel down to their annual meeting at the Penn Stater and State College to kind of go over a little bit more of the community. And to be completely honest, we knew that they dealt with a sustainable energy, but we weren't exactly sure what we should be asking for. We weren't really sure what project.
What do they do? What could they bring to Kane?
Right. What should we be presenting to them as far as a project to fund? Because at that point, we knew they funded sustainable energy projects. So we had kind of gone in with this angle of, you know, we don't really know.
We don't know, so help us out.
We're going to allow them to educate us, but what we want to do while we're here is really spotlight Kane and really showcase who we are, what we do, and that we would love for them to be a partner here if and when the time came and it was a good fit. So that's really where the relationship began, and little did we know when we left that day Their wheels were already turning, and they were ready to kind of jump on board with us.
And you sold cane.
We sold cane.
Sold cane.
It's an easy community to sell.
It is. There's lots of neat things happening. Uptown cane. And Barb even had the right terminology here. She said, I got told it's Uptown cane.
Uptown
Absolutely.
Cane?
It's Uptown cane. It's been that way forever. First building in the country to be built to the Passive House standards.
Right.
Kind of exciting here in Kane, Pennsylvania.
Oh, my goodness. Every time I hear somebody say it's the first commercial retrofit Passive House building in the United States, I don't know how you can't get really, really excited about that, and excited that people here have worked so hard for so long, and to have investors from outside of our community recognize that and know how hard everyone works and want to be a part of it, and not just want to be a part of it, but actually really invest in the community is just such a reward. And so exciting, and it's really a testament to what everybody here does.
It is, and it's really exciting to see this happen in the community of Kane. And if you're listening right now, come on up to 6 and Kane. Come inside the building that's been worked on for several years. See what it's about. It's a beautiful building inside. It's housed businesses before. The Moose was in here. The Colonial Inn was in here more recently. There's been dances back in the day up on the second and third floor. There's been all kinds of things happen. It looks nothing like that now.
Right. It really doesn't. I mean, it's a real showcase. And there's opportunities today to learn more about how this project came to be, why they went to vote Passive House to really create this building. And it's just a really, really exciting day up here. So there's lots to see, lots to do, lots to learn. And the fund really wants us to be a community building. So
it does.
Come on up, check it out, and use it.
It is. And that's a good segue now to one of our neighbors of 6 and Kane. I've got Joe here from the Laughing Owl right next door.
Yeah, hi.
And, this is a good segue on into, your building also started as kind of an incubator above your floor for, as a county project.
Yeah, it was a partnership we did with the Pennsylvania Wilds.
There you go.
We worked with them, and they put their media labs on our second floor. They haven't opened yet.
It's a lot of
slowdowns
stuff going on
with COVID and everything, but they're hoping to have the space open soon, and it's going to offer services to the members of the PA Wilds Artisan Trail to help them create media, photography. They have a recording studio up there, a computer lab, and they also have some administrative offices for their team.
So that's great, and I believe I walked up there, and it connects right into 6 and Kane.
Yeah, we connected with 6 and Kane. We're working on a model where we share their elevator, which is a huge issue for these large downtown buildings that aren't ADA accessible on all floors.
Yeah.
So, of course, we want to be inclusive and have everyone be able to use all floors of the building, and without an elevator, which is a great cost, there is a lot of trouble utilizing those upper floors, so they often go unused.
Yeah, and Brandy, this is kind of going back into what we talked about, bringing other businesses in town into what 6 and Kane had to offer, and Joe just highlighted one of the great things that helps his business with having an elevator.
Right. I mean, it really opens a lot of doors,
Literally.
Literally.
Literally
it opens doors. And it connects these floors where otherwise you might just have, really unusable space. It's not practical to have retail on a second floor when you can't reach it for everyone. So they've really, they've done a really thoughtful job with this building and have included lots of local businesses with them.
Yeah, and that's a great thing about this project is not only is this energy efficient, it brought the Pennsylvania Wilds in and the Media Lab. I did walk up there and look around a little bit, and it's kind of neat what's going on here with both buildings being side by side and both working together.
And it's a lot about partnerships and how we can work together to make our town more active and more sustainable, because we don't want to lose these great old buildings that we have here in town. It's what really makes up the character of Kane.
And I think a lot when people saw you're doing what with that building, with speaking of the 6 and Kane building, you're going to do what? You're going to spend how many millions of dollars on this and retrofit this and do what? But I challenge all those naysayers, come up here today.
Yeah, definitely. Come on, check it out. Like we said before, this is meant to be a community building. There's going to be space that you can have meetings for education, for, you know, all sorts of different activities can go on here. And that's really what the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund wanted for this building. It's, you know, it's not just an office for them. It's really a community space.
It is. And the architecture is really great in here too. They use some of the facade of the old building with having the, you know, I'm sitting here right in the chamber office right now, which is where we're broadcasting from. You know, the brick walls are still here, some of them. And it really adds to the atmosphere and ambiance of the whole building.
Yeah.
And it also looked like when you transferred between the two buildings, between the Laughing Owl building and the Six and Cane building, some of that was kept, and the architecture and the different things that go on with it was a nice transition over to both of those buildings to bring the Pennsylvania Wilds in on that.
Yeah, and the methods used here, this was a very expensive project, but that's more related to it being a commercial building.
Correct. Yeah.
A lot of costs associated with it. There's tons to learn. I know I've taken them in my personal life. A lot of the lessons that the energy efficiency building methods, the building science behind all this, I've really taken into my personal life. For better or worse, it makes it so much harder to do anything around the house because
you're thinking about it, though,
aren't
you?
I'm burdened by the knowledge, you know? There's a lot to learn here and a lot to discuss with the contractors and the methods they use to make this building so energy efficient.
Yeah, and I'm just going to go over the schedule here for the rest of the day real quick. 11 o'clock, that barbecue across the street opens up. We are several minutes away from the Kane Volunteer Fire Department Chicken Barbecue opening up. We've got at noon lunch with tradespeople going on, meet the architects, craftsmen, project managers, all the vendors and things that came to make this project come to life. And then the real big thing here is if you're unsure of why this, what happened, why did we choose rural Pennsylvania to build this first type of demo project? And it's real life. This is not, the demo has turned into something that's real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come see why invest in rural the United States here and in the PA Wilds at 1 o'clock. And the huge thing that Barb keyed me in on, 2 o'clock, come on out. There's going to be a community celebration at 2 o'clock, either inside of, if the weather's not so nice, outside if it isn't. And that's where we're at for the rest of the day. So do you guys have anything more to add here before we go on, Joe?
I guess as a business owner, I would just like to thank the community of Kane, the West Penn Sustainable Energy Fund, the PA Wilds, all the great people they partnered with to make this come to our town.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's
very nice to see the investment in rural. I know you invested as a business owner here in the small town, brought a business into town that's doing very well.
Yeah, we wouldn't be anywhere else. We wouldn't have our success we have without Kane.
And that's great to hear. And Brandy, any final thoughts before we...
Not necessarily. I think just encourage people to come up here. If you can't make it today, definitely make sure to stop in at some point. And we're just really, really thrilled with this project. We're thrilled by the investment here.
And that's great. So thank you, Joe. Thank you, Brandy, for your input. And now we'll get back to the music right here on XCY. And this is Chris Nicholas here right at 6 and Kane today. We are live here at 6 and Kane. As people in the community might have known, it was always called a passive house. Now it's called 6 and Kane. And I've got Mark here from Mindset. And just a little bit about what you do and what you bring to this project, Mark.
Yeah, what an exciting day. So Mindset is an event design company. We help organizations really do big thinking around how they change behaviors through their events. And we're here today kind of hosting and logistics and keeping everything running.
Just keep it going and make things happen here. And it's great to see. I mean, I've never heard of the company, never heard of what you do.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to see just this project has spurred more other businesses seeing Kane and seeing what happens here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, we are located in Danville, and we met Barb and Joel, as you have probably met Barb and Joel. Instrumental in the project. They were looking at how their building could inspire big thinking, entrepreneurism, and innovation, and they happened into our building, which is also an incubator for entrepreneurs, and the story was written.
It just keeps going on and on with what happens here. So Have you been involved from the beginning, or is this something as the event gets closer to happening that you become that your business becomes involved in this?
Yeah, so we started in January of this year
with
the design, and we met with the community. We got the folks from all over, P.A. Wilds, Brandy the mayor together, folks who had an interest in ensuring that today was a success. We had them design the event, so they talked about all the things that they wanted to achieve through the event. So that started in about mid-February, and here we are several months later with all the details worked out.
And we had also a virtual event yesterday.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about, I know it's in the past, but that's also part of the project, part of the things that people may not have seen or heard about.
It is. And when we started thinking about the planning for the event, we knew there was going to be a national audience as well as a local audience. So we thought, let's do virtual to give the national audience a chance to hear this story in Kane. So yesterday, we had a full day. We had the trades talking about how this was accomplished. We talked about the why this project was started to begin with. PA Wild shared their stories. It was a great day. We had 35-ish people with us for most of the day hearing these stories, and those folks came from all over the nation.
Yeah, and that's amazing to hear you talk about all over the nation, because this is the first commercial retrofit passive house in the country.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's why kind of the virtual thing, I'm glad you brought that up, that, you know, maybe some people locally might not understand, well, why are you doing a virtual tour? And we can come right up and see it.
Yep.
But this is really involves the whole country seeing what did they do here in the wilds of Pennsylvania.
It does. Again, in the beginning, we really knew that the education that this building could provide, the learning opportunities were significant, and the event needed to acknowledge that through a way to reach out to people that would not be able to learn about this project otherwise. And of course, today is in person, and this is for the community, and that was another aspect of the event.
And that's great. So we appreciate everything you've done. Do you have anything more to add about anything more? It's just an exciting day here, and we've seen lots of people come in and out throughout the day.
It is. My recommendation is come on down. We are having tours for the rest of the day. We'll kind of be informal as well as formal tours. And just another piece is come out and see the storytelling video that we put together.
All right. That's great. So that was Mark from Mindset, and we're going to go on to our next interview we have lined up here right now. So I'm going to turn your mic off and get the other mic on, and they just threw somebody else at me. Yes. So let's introduce yourself, and who are you, and what do you do here as part of today?
Hi, my name is Abby Peters, and I'm the COO of the Pennsylvania Wild Center for Entrepreneurship, and we're really excited to be here today. I'm speaking in one of the panels later today, but we also have a great connection in that we have space in the building directly next door. Yep,
yeah.
We're neighbors. And we actually also share elevator space so that our second floor can be accessible.
We just talked to Joe about that a little earlier about it. But, you know, I understand that you were one of the first ones to go out and really talk about what this project, or hey, do this project in Kane.
Yeah, you know, we were really lucky to have been able to work with the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund on a couple of other projects earlier. And when we, as an organization, we work virtually, but we got to a point where we needed a physical space. And so we had identified the second floor above Laughing Owl. It made sense for things that we were doing within our organization. And, you know, when we looked at it, we thought, you know, this is, how can we rehab a building,
there
right?
You go, yeah.
We know that this happens a lot in our downtowns, and how can we do so in an energy efficient way? And so we were able to receive funding from the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund to be able to do that. So we did an energy audit. We looked at how can we do some cost effective measures that will really be reasonable for any business.
Let me stop you right there.
Sure.
So the West Penn Fund also helped the Pennsylvania Wilds as part of this project. So that might be something that a lot of people don't know in the community, that the Passive House or Six and Kane was not the start of this.
Right.
It was the start above the Laughing Owl Press for the Pennsylvania Wilds, bringing in the Media Lab and some other things there that were slowed down a little bit during COVID.
Yes.
But they are. We were just up there a little bit ago, and you know, it's looking like it's coming together great.
It is coming along. You know, we really wanted to be able to create a space where you know, small businesses in the area would be able to create their marketing content, right? So we have a lot of makers who sell online. How can they be able to do product photography, create podcasts, you know, these different types of elements that businesses need now, right, to be able to market themselves. So that was kind of what spurred the Media Lab. And then through that, we wanted to be able to show other businesses, how can you invest in your old buildings, make them not necessarily passive house standard,
right?
But still do some more cost-effective measures up front so that you could really save in your energy audit on the down the line.
And that's the thing, though, that this is a demo project that's become reality, that people can come in and look at it and say, okay, so what are you doing? What's all this stuff that you did? What are the materials did you use to make that happen?
So, you know, it started off with looking at what our thermal envelope was, right?
So
we looked and saw, where's the air coming in? Where's it going out,
okay.
right? You know, so a lot of that is involved in your windows.
Yeah.
A lot of old buildings have either the original windows some bad form of, you know, metal windows from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And so we looked at that. So we got in good windows. We also looked at, you know, could there be more insulation on the third floor or within the roof?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it was really kind of looking in there to say, okay, if air can get in, then that also means heat and air can get out.
It can get out.
Yeah.
So stop that.
Stop that, and you can really solve a lot.
And we noticed that here. We talked a little bit earlier. You know, we're standing right in front of a great, big, huge window here at the Kane Chamber office where we're broadcasting from. And it's chilly outside today. It's not exactly warm, but, you know, it feels nice and warm and cozy
it's very comfortable inside, in a previous
building that maybe like this, it may be in town here, even in Uptown Kane, that might not be retrofitted yet with this type of windows and the type of energy savings. I'd be a little chilly standing here.
You definitely would. In fact, it was interesting when they were, you know, working through the various phases of this building and the construction process. At one point on the third floor, there was no window at all.
Nope.
It was just plastic. But enough of the other improvements had been done, mm-hmm. so you actually could stand there, you know, warm and toasty, but you were very comfortable, and actually more comfortable than I've been in other places that were, you know, fully heated. Yeah.
All right, so that's great. So anything the Pennsylvania Wilds has coming up or new while I have you here putting that hat on for a moment?
Oh, you know, we're working on lots of different stuff. We're really excited right now to be wrapping up a program in Kane with remote workers that came to stay for 3 weeks and see what it was like to live in the community. We'll be rolling that out to other communities in 2023. And you know, other than that, we're just, you know, continuously, you know, working with the region to create opportunities.
Create opportunities, and that's what it's about here in rural Pennsylvania. So I'm just going to give a few more things here that are happening. 11:30, if you get moving right now, you can be on the Storytelling Theater, which is upstairs here in the building. The chicken barbecue looks like it's getting started or on its way to being started here by the fire department. And then the real big one is investing in rural. Why did it happen? Come on up here and see why did it happen here in Kane, as well as a community celebration at 2:00. So anything else to add?
No, that's it. Thanks so much for your time.
All right, thank you very much. And we'll get right now back to the music, and we'll be back with more interviews throughout the day. All right, so this is Chris Nicholas here. We're live at 6 N Kane. This is the former passive house that was called this, and I've got some guys with me that they're going to do some introductions. So let's start here with Mark. What do you got for me?
I'm Mark Luciano. I'm a building contractor, and we worked on this building from start to finish.
All right, and who else do we have here with us today?
I'm Scott Dinger with Allied Systems. We did all the heating, HVAC, and plumbing work in the building.
So this is great, so I just want to pivot to that for a second here. There was a local contractor also working on this building, one of many.
Yep, we've been Kane. We started in Kane back in 1993, and it was a pleasure to be up here.
So, Mark, let's go back to you, and what are the things that you had let's just start with the building as a shell, what you saw when you first came here, your first look at what was the Moose, the Colonial Inn. There was a meat shop in here, as just told, before that. So many things have been part of this building for over 100 years.
I was here when this was a Moose. My family is a Lindquist family from Kane, and I came here when my aunt got married. My Aunt Mitzi married my Aunt Jack and danced up there on the second floor. I'm glad the floor didn't fall in because it wasn't good when we first came here. It was bad.
It was bad, wasn't it?
It was bad.
And even dangerous to walk up there almost.
Yes, it was. And we tore off the whole roof of the building, tore off the whole front of the building, and made it what it is today. And it's been a great project and a very super energy efficient project. And We made a lot of friends here in Kane.
Made a lot of friends. And what would you say is just one of the bigger challenges of the building and what you saw when you did come here?
I think the biggest challenge was to try to get this building airtight, which is a passive house criteria. To make the building airtight, a building that's 120 years old, to make it airtight was quite a chore.
Quite a chore, and that's where Scott also comes in, to keep the building warm and cold.
Yeah, we have a very advanced system in here, the heat pump, and it was a very nice design with the blueprints. We had a lot of new innovative stuff that we had to learn as we went.
So something new for you as well as a contractor, yeah, that you may not have used those construction practices in the past?
Yeah, we have had heat pumps and been using them for years, but it's more modern. You know, there's
okay,
new steps that actually make it passive and very, very efficient with working with a sealed building.
Yeah, Scott, can you explain again like how the heat and cold works and how the energy saved throughout the building? Like,
yeah,
if there's 10 people in this room and everybody creates their body temperature, where that heat goes?
Yeah, we can take when there's a load of people in one room and the temperature's, say, high, we can actually pull that heat out of that room and move it to another room through the refrigeration system. And that saves energy by not having to create any heat. We already have the heat, so we just have to move it to a different section of the building.
And is that hidden, just for a layperson here, is it hidden in the walls, in the ceiling? Well, where is that all hidden, and where does that happen, per se?
There's ductwork throughout the system. A lot of it's on first floor is exposed. Mm-hmm. Second and third floor, it's up in the ceilings. But it's all integrated to exhaust stale air out of the building and heat exchange it and bring the temp fresh air in with pulling the energy out of it before it's removed and moving it back into the building.
That sounds really exciting. Neat how it all works.
Yes, very complicated, but it's a very nice future system, and I think we'll see this in the future a lot more in buildings to come.
And people will be able to come here, you know, other areas in the country will be able to come here and look at this as a demo project of a live building that had something happen for passive house standards.
Yeah, you can, I became certified as a passive house tradesperson while I was here working and took a 3-month training course. So I hope to build more passive house projects in the Kane, Bradford area. And we need to save energy. We need to save the resources we have.
Yeah, and every contractor that was here, they were able to pick up information, you know, and use it, move forward to get better at this.
Right.
To move forward and do those things and maybe integrate, if not full passive house standards, but take something and make something a little better in the construction they're doing.
Right. Even if you change your windows in your house or put more insulation in your ceiling, that saves you money in the long run and makes your house healthier, that you're not getting the mold air and the cold air, the cold and warm that causes mold. You won't get that in a passive house.
And that's great to see. And also, just so everybody that's listening there knows, it's a beautiful building. Everything looks great here. It looks very modern. It looks, they're using the old parts of the structure with the bricks on the side walls and different things. It just really is an interesting building. When you first walk in the door, you see some wood timbers there that are nicely well done. Just very inviting to the community of Kane.
Yeah, most of the building materials came from Kane. All the maple, all the trim work, all the finish work came from Collins Pine. A lot of the building materials came from Kane Lumber. A lot of the hardware came from CW Hardware. So we tried to use everybody in Kane that we possibly could.
And that's great to hear, because as a local radio station, we always try to pay back as we do things. You know, people help support us, so we support them. And it was great to hear that was part of this project.
Yeah, that was a big part of the project, to utilize Kane and all their resources.
That's good. So you guys have anything more to add, or a quick fact, or anything that you can come up with to add to our listeners and share? I know, putting you on the spot here, you know, anything more to add, or anything more about the project or challenges or anything like that just was like, wow, we did this.
Well, at first, you know, when we come into it, it seemed like an overwhelming project.
I'm sure it did, just knowing the building past and what it looked like.
Yeah, it was a long haul, you know, one step after the other. But you got to take one bite at a time, you know, and you got to keep moving. And being able to work together with other good contractors that don't leave you hanging, you know, that can help you solve problems and keep you moving forward, it's just, you know, one step after the other. Eventually, you can get to a finished product with good people.
And we did have a little thing called a pandemic that kind of was happening at the same time as well that may have thrown challenges in there, but it's amazing to see this building basically happen during that entire time.
Yeah, we all wore masks and did what we were supposed to do and told my guys to try to stay home after work, and they'd go out and to cornhole championships and stuff like that, but we made it.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah, we survived it, and one thing I've gained from this project is a lot of new friends, not just acquaintances, not just contacts in the business world, but good friends in Kane.
And that's good to hear. So we do appreciate everything you've done, and great job, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for the time.
So the rest of the day here, we do have, you know, if you're still out there and still unsure of what's going on, it's still open today. Right now, investing in rural, why did it happen here? You know, those questions could all be answered if you come up here and take a look at it. And at 2 o'clock, there's a big community celebration coming up where there's going to be a big, that's where the big show happens, where that's going to invite the community in. So if you're still out there listening, come on down.
Come on up and check it out.
There we go.
It's worth the
doors are open.
All right, so thanks, Mark. Thanks, Scott. And we'll head back to the station and get back to the music right here on XZY. All right, we are right here on the air here at 6 and Kane. And this is Chris Nicholas, Jim Greville here. So, Jim, first thing you wanted to say was something about the fire department.
Well, first I wanted to complain about breaking up in the middle of Kodachrome, my favorite song. But other than that, the fire department serving chicken dinners right across the street from the 6 and Kane building. And they will only be there until 2. So if you were thinking about a nice barbecued chicken dinner, macaroni salad, baked beans, and a roll and a half of chicken, then you want to get there in the next half hour.
Next half hour. So great. So as we've been doing all day here, we've been bringing different people in involved with 6 and Kane, the passive house, as the community has gone to know it before it became 6 and Kane. Right now we've got Gary, the architect of the whole kit and caboodle here online with us. So Gary, let's just... Where do we start? Where did this all start? Where did it happen in your eyes from your perspective?
Well, Joel with West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund came to me, I think it was actually 3 years ago today.
Oh, wow.
I got an email from him, and he said, we think we want to do Passive House in Kane. And he said, do you know where Kane is? And I said, yeah, I grew up in Bradford, so I know where Kane is.
Okay.
My sister lives there, and my mom lived here at the time. And I've known Joel for years. They had funded a bunch of projects we've done, and they actually funded my passive house training. I said, sure. And we came over here and started talking about it, and one thing led to another, and we got together with Norm and the folks at Invinity, and it's happened.
So we talked to the contractor, Mark, about this, but what from an architectural standpoint did you have of this building that's over 100 years old, and then to make it to the passive house standard? As an architect, what did you see as some of the challenges or fun things you could do to build to the passive house standard?
Well, the challenges were, you know, the fact that it is a 103-year-old building, and did not have a good roof, and the front wall was falling off. So those were
things
happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
So those were two of the bigger things. On the plus side, it's been here 103 years, and it's not going anywhere. So you know,
it's stuck between two buildings,
yep. Which is good, because then we don't have to worry about heat loss or heat gain from those sides.
There you go.
So it's a little bit simpler, but we do still have to seal the air off, which they did, and. So basically what we're trying to do with the passive house is we're trying to make it very airtight. We're trying to do a lot of insulation, bring in as much energy as we can through the windows when we need heat, and then keep the cold out through those windows and through the walls when we don't need the heat. And then we want to ventilate very carefully and very precisely, because we've now sealed up the building and we need to bring fresh air in. So we do what we call energy recovery ventilation. And then the last piece is we need to watch anything that goes through what we call the envelope, the walls, the ceiling, floors. So like pipes and wires and things that have to go through the building wall, we make sure that it's done properly and insulated properly so that we're not transferring heat through the assembly.
And you're not the first person I've heard say that, you know, went to training for the passive house, mm-hmm. and I assume all that stuff is taught in that training of...
The basics, yeah. Yeah, it's a week-long course. We cover the basics. I'm actually a trainer, and we're actually going to be teaching a course in a few weeks here. And we teach all the basics. There's a piece of software modeling that we use, mm-hmm. to get it all right before we do anything. We teach the basics on that, but you really, you know, you don't learn it till you do it. And so this whole thing has been, you know, a real learning experience. A project of this scale, the fact that it's a commercial building, passive house is mostly used in residential buildings, or has been in the past, although it's more and more, especially in Europe, going to commercial buildings. So we're actually the first commercial building retrofit in the U.S. using the international standard.
Isn't that something else?
It is,
in Kane,
yeah.
Pennsylvania,
in Kane,
you know, yeah. Northwestern PA. It's something that's amazing to me. And as I've learned throughout the day, a lot of this stuff was sourced locally. Mm-hmm. You yourself are from Bradford area. Mm-hmm. You know, it's great to hear that the local area was used a lot on this retrofit.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's all the local talent. I mean, the trades folks in this town are amazing. We used as much local material as we could. There was a lot of stuff we had to bring from outside, like the windows came from Germany and the air handler came from Oregon. But we used as much local as we could. The floors, the steelwork, you know, it's all local crafts. And in the case of the flooring and the trim, it's all grown right here in Kane. So.
Yeah, and you brought up the windows, and that was quite the event to see driving through town, you know, seeing the big cranes here putting those windows
800-pound pieces of glass going into the building. Yeah, it's something else.
And it wasn't in warm weather either, I don't recall.
No, it was about a year ago. It was in October. Yeah. So, yeah, it was not a warm day.
And now, did you, just the last few questions here, you know, did you find challenges with being during the COVID pandemic that you had to overcome with all this? Because it seemed like things still kept just rolling along.
Yeah, things got delayed. Some of the materials got delayed. Some materials got short. We had to change our idea of what we wanted to use. We originally wanted to use a rock wool insulation, which is, you know, kind of like fiberglass, but a little different. And we ended up having to use foam because we couldn't get the rock wool. We ended up waiting. Now, you may have remembered, folks, there was a temporary door on the front of the building about 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
And the doors were slow enough, but we got the doors in May, but we had to wait for the door hardware until July. So, you know, silly things
it's
like
something.
That.
It's
always something.
I'm in IT at the school, and Jim's also a business owner in town, and, you know, sourcing materials is tough.
Yeah, yeah. So, we were in the middle of designing the building when the lockdown happened.
Yeah.
So we all of a sudden had to figure out how to work remotely with our team.
You can't be together, so figure it out.
Yeah, and then, but the neat thing about it was that there were then all sorts of online resources that we could tap and become better educated. So it was plus and minus.
It sure was, and it led to the virtual tour of yesterday happened throughout anybody in the country could look in and view that, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything else to add about, you know, just, I think just the community, anybody in the area, come in, check it out.
Yeah, it's great. Like I said, the local people, the craftspeople, the tradespeople have just been phenomenal to work with, and very open, collaborative, willing to learn, willing to do something new, and skills they can take with them. You know, they can keep doing this themselves
and keep building buildings like this.
That's right. Yep.
All right. So thank you very much, Gary.
Oh, you're
welcome. Appreciate the interview.
My pleasure.
We'll continue on here. We'll turn your mic off, and Jim and I will continue here. So one last thing, Jim, before we go, because we have one more event coming up for the day. I see there was fresh chicken just delivered across the street. Was there not?
I think I can smell it, except this building doesn't allow the air.
It doesn't allow it to come in. That's right.
It must be subconscious.
Yeah. But it's right across the street there, the chicken barbecue there by the Kane Volunteer Fire Department. You know, always good, and I just see some of the chickens out there on the little grill they have to get everybody to come on up and check things out. But, you know, we'll see if we can get any more people on. We're not sure if we'll get anybody on today. But we're close. We're close to the big community celebration coming up at 2 o'clock or a little before 2.
Yeah, so we want to get as many community people up here at 2 o'clock for the breaking of the balloons, we'll say.
They say it's going to be something exciting, so I don't even want to get out there and see what's going to happen for that.
Yes, that'll be great. But you still have time, so come on up. And I think we'll talk next time about people that were not able to make it up today, what we can do.
When you can come see it.
When you can come
see it. There are some things that are going on inside of here, and we found out that Pennsylvania Wilds is very close to the building, with the building right next door. The Laughing Owl building has the incubator on top for a lot of different things. There's a media lab up there, all kinds of stuff that we found out earlier in the day. So quite exciting things happening here in Kane.
Yes, there sure are.
All right, so for Jim Greville, this is Chris Nicholas, and we'll get back to the music and be back a little bit later today. All right, we're live here again at 6 and Kane. This is Chris Nicholas, and I have with me Jim Greville, and this was the grand opening celebration, the beginning, as they called it.
Yes, Chris, it's been a long 3 years as our community has watched this happen, develop from the very beginning, and one step at a time. Delays because of COVID and
sourcing materials. Learned a lot of things today.
We learned a lot today, but I'll tell you, didn't we have fun? And and like you say, learned a lot. This building is something else, and what an asset to our community.
It does, and a few things we did learn today that, you know, the building is sealed, it's airtight, it has energy, it's energy efficient. It's the first retrofit in the entire country here in Kane, Pennsylvania.
First commercial retrofit, but there are a lot of these in Europe, and this is the building that they're going to use as a showcase to bring this type of a building to the United States.
To whoever wants to see what can happen with the energy efficiency, with using the materials that do those types of things, and all the just neat stuff. Of even we learned most of the stuff was sourced locally. You know, you walk in the building, you immediately notice the maple wood all over the place, grown locally.
And how exciting it is to think that Kane has the only
retrofit in the country.
Contractors that have actually done
built it. That have built it.
Others have studied.
Others have studied, and we found the architect, the general contractor, all have been trained. The architect is a trainer on the passive house standard, and they do this in homes mostly, is what we also learned today, that you can build. And the commercial side of this is you can take parts of this, even if it's just the windows, or if it's maybe the insulation in the walls or something, but if you want to take it all together, one big package, here it is. It's right here to see.
Yes, and just a tremendous amount of knowledge these people have and are so willing to share with our community. Chris, one of the most exciting things for me is we went out front just a few minutes ago to do to bring this to the community, and they didn't have a pair of scissors.
They didn't. It was weird, wasn't it?
They had a ribbon, and then I looked, and there was another ribbon, two different colored ribbons, but no scissors. So why was that?
Well, this was a interesting thing. I mean, they said, okay, here's the ribbon signifying the West Penn Energy, that was West Penn Power, I should say, that is the nonprofit 501c3. It's not West Penn Power like you're thinking of your where you get your electric. It's actually another named West Penn Power. One signified them, and one signified our community, two different colored ribbons. And they tied them together instead of cutting them apart.
Isn't that fantastic?
It is neat.
Kind of gave me chills as they did that. And they had a nice little speech. I assume the speech will probably be word for word in tomorrow's Kane Republican.
It'll be there. It'll be online. All kinds of good things with it. But, any building that's been opened in town, and I'm sure as a chamber member and as a business owner, when something gets opened, you cut and signify, hey, it's open for business. Here it was. Yes. It's tied together. And I think their big thing was this: it's tied to the community now, this building.
Yes, and our community gets to be the showcase for tomorrow.
It is, and if you've just been tuning in now and you haven't been listening all day, next door, this started actually years before the Passive House or Six and Kane, with the Pennsylvania Wilds opening an incubator of small business in the Laughing Owl building. interesting things there. There's a media lab. There's going to be things which were slowed down during COVID. It just happened to go that way. Things got slowed down, but it's starting to go again. We walked up there. You know, there's nice, interesting things going on there. There's some businesses here actually in the Six and Cane building already. The Children's Museum is potentially going to be here, and they're going to be opening things up. It's going to be just very exciting to see what happens in this building.
That's right. And rooms that community events can be held in.
Oh. And we do have somebody, Joe, our station manager, went out and tracked somebody down for us.
This is fantastic.
Tom tracked him down, I guess. But, you know, just interesting to see all of the different things that happened here today. We were going to see, you know, how do they come into this building, but a lot of the stuff can come through the chamber. Come on in here, check them out, see what happens. And we do have somebody here. We don't have him turned on yet, but we should have him turned on right now. Now he should be able to talk, and this is Joel, I believe.
Yes, it is.
And Joel, what is your take in all of this? Where do you come involved in this whole project? What was your part of the project that made this happen and different things like that?
Well, I'm the fund director of the West Penn Power Sustainable Energy Fund.
There we go.
So we were kind of the vision behind this project.
Got it.
But we would not have taken those first early steps without the support of the Kane community. That was very important to us. So we rented the chapel. Brought in a lot of the leadership, talked about what they would like to see in the building. We kind of pledged we would do it. We do what we say. And
it's here.
3 years later, after enduring a global pandemic, we opened up a little bit today.
And that's great to see. And, you know, it's great to see that there are people and groups still out there doing those types of things.
Right.
And it was great to see that you chose as Kane, and we had some great stewards coming down to give the speech to say, come on up here.
Right. Yes, you did. Not only that, I remember when we came up, the building was for sale. It just happened the day that we came up, it was sold. Okay, so we had to work with the new owner and the leadership to kind of make him whole, okay?
Yeah.
And he graciously...
Which is great.
Absolutely.
Which is great, and it's a showcase for the entire country, not only the community, but the country.
This is a passive house design. It's a building construction goal that you're trying to meet. Most of passive houses in Pennsylvania and throughout the U.S. are in urban areas. You typically do not find a passive house in a small community like Kane, and that is one reason we wanted to do that. If this technology is to take root, it has to take root everywhere, just not in the urban centers.
And that's great to hear, because, you know, we always talk about, you know, as small businesses in town, you know, come here, check out what we have to offer, check out the things that are in the area. This is a great draw to that now.
I mean, we've been showcased in two international magazines, building magazines, and we weren't even finished yet.
Wow.
We anticipate there'll be people all over the Northeast to come visit this. I know that the photographs that we just took outside, they're being shown in Germany. So
where the windows came from.
That's right.
Where the windows came from. We learned that earlier today.
Right. And we were very worried about that
when
that happened. We had a little icon on our computer monitor. We could track the boat across the Atlantic. It got stuck off the coast of New York for 2 weeks. All of a sudden, we heard that the windows were on a truck headed our way, and we knew within an hour of when they would show up in Kane.
Amazing how that stuff works.
Yeah, if you remember, you heard a lot about shipping containers stuck
off the
coast.
Yep.
And then you started to hear about, well, okay, you got the container off, but there's no truckers.
Nobody to unload it.
Yeah, this went flawlessly.
That's great. And it's just how this project comes together, and it's just how the small towns and everybody works together to make things happen. It's amazing.
That's right. I mean,
it's amazing.
We were able to build this, but a building's meant to be used. So now we're pivoting from the construction phase to the operation. So we need a few more weeks to get a few other pieces of furniture, mm-hmm. but by the end of the year, we hope this building is totally built out and we start preparing for operations next year.
And that's going to be great. So, Joel, we want to thank you for everything you brought to the project and for choosing Kane.
I want to commend Joel. This whole day we've been here, and he has managed to
avoid us.
And he kept saying, oh, I'm not a talker. I'm not a radio guy. And then he'd hand us another person.
Just it kind of wraps it up for us, even to know the person, you know, the fun person who basically got this thing rolling with a lot of help from a lot of people.
That's right. We love Kane. That's we hope great. To be in Kane for the long term. We're not that short time.
Thank you for the gift to our community.
You're welcome. You earned it.
All right. So is there anything else? Anything else, Jim? Anything else you have to say for before we go off?
Just that... okay. Just that if you missed today and would like a tour of the building, see Kate or Heather at the Chamber of Commerce... and they do plan on scheduling. I believe we're going to schedule a couple of smaller scale.
A lot of smaller tours, a lot of different things that could happen. So that's great. Great day, Jim.
Yes.
So that's going to wrap us up for our remotes today here at 6 and Kane. And we truly do appreciate all the people that have talked to us, all the nice things that have happened. It's called The Beginning. The building is now the community's. It's ready for occupancy, for learning, and to just bring people to the area to learn about what happened. So for Jim Gravel, this is Chris Nicholas, and we'll be right back here to programming right here on XZY.